Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Welcome to my first live show for 2024. Oh, are you excited for the new year? Here's wishing everyone a much better 2024 than we had 2023 and beyond. I am super excited about the guest I'll have on my show, who I'll introduce to you shortly. First, of course, as I am doing now, my new tradition is to read a blog from a couple of years ago. And this particular blog post is entitled, "The Evolution of Consciousness is Unstoppable." And I think this one is probably more true today than it was when I wrote it. And this is what it says. It is easy to look at the world and to be sad. There are so many unsettling things happening. People seem to be more divided than ever before. Yet this is not the whole situation. There is something else going on at the same time, something subtle yet profound. And although it is not apparent, you can see signs of it everywhere. Signs that people are becoming more aware and self-conscious every day. More people are meditating than ever before. People are looking into more practices of healing and personal development than ever before. In fact, when you pay attention to the right things, you will notice a flowering of consciousness. It is not a movement or a new religion. There is no centralized organization in charge of it all. Yet it is happening nonetheless. People are waking up to a new level of consciousness each and every day. And as more people wake up, it creates an ever-increasing wave of energy around the planet. It is an unstoppable wave, a wave that will bring with it a new era for humanity. This does not mean there are no problems to deal with. It does not mean everything will be easy from now on. In fact, it actually means the opposite. As people realize what is truly going on in this world, there will be more challenges to deal with. And as our collective consciousness shifts, we will be more mobilized into greater action, for we will care more and be motivated more. We will love more. This flowering of consciousness is inevitable, and it cannot be stopped. So each day, as more and more of us open up to the great inner work of self-realization, we will affect others by our mere presence. We do not have to say a word. Actions will be besides the point. The frequency that is generated will be felt by all. And those who are ready will entrain to its vibration. With each breath we breathe, we serve the world. It may not be pretty along the way, yet that is only a temporary state. Consciousness will always continue to evolve, and each of us plays our own part in the great play. So where in your life can you seek greater understanding and compassion? How can you practice a more enlightened way to live? So I wrote this almost 2 years ago. It was actually in February of 21 or 22. And it was an insight I got during a ceremony about no matter how destructive the world may seem, no matter, you know, who's in power or what kind of torture or horrible things might be happening in certain parts of the world, that still there is this movement, this ongoing movement to greater and greater awareness, greater and greater understanding, greater and greater consciousness. And I saw it. It was like a wave of light traversing the globe. And I've spoken to many different people who do different things, who are teachers. And it's amazing how much the messages they have are all the same. Yes, there's a rocky road ahead of us. But what's on the other side of that rocky road is something amazing to behold and is something truly worth living for. And so I hold on to that dream of the better world to come on those days when, you know, we get bombarded by all this bad news and all the violence in the world. And I just hold on to that dream because I see it in lots of little ways. And I know many people who facilitate inner work and they're working around the globe and the healing that is going on. And, you know, having been at the MAPS conference earlier this year in Denver and Rick Doblin stating that their goal was to have a zero net trauma world by 2027 or 2070. And I thought, what a beautiful goal that with whatever new trauma we might be experiencing, we're healing enough of the old trauma that it's a. And I think as more people and more organizations start leaning into that direction, that we're going to see amazing changes in this world. May not be what we expect. May not be, you know, may not come about how we wanted it to come about. But it's inevitable. And that's why this blog post is The Evolution of Consciousness is Unstoppable. And you can find it on talkradio.nyc/blog. And if you like that writing and you haven't yet gotten my book, please feel free to check out The Everyday Awakening on Amazon and in all major booksellers. So now it is my pleasure to welcome to the show serial entrepreneur, international speaker, 9-time number one best-selling author, and someone I am honored to call my friend, Iman Agai. Iman is...
Sorry.
Aman is best known as the co-founder of Action Era, a platform that assists experts in building mobile apps to enhance their income and impact. Aman has developed more than 150 online courses for coaches, authors, speakers, and program leaders. He has presented at over 1,000 live and virtual stages, and is an investor in over 160 tech and medical companies. His TEDx talk, Nothing to Regret, is one of the world's top-rated speeches focusing on how to live a life with no regrets. He continues to make an impact by assisting entrepreneurs in building businesses aligned with their life's purpose. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Aman.
Thank you very much, Sam, for having me here. And thanks for that intro. When you were reading it, of course, I thought that you went to the you finished the intro and then you continued, and it's always interesting and amazing to hear all of those pieces of the intro, and thinking that every time, every day, I wake up and don't think about any of those things.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you'd ask me, Iman, how would I intro you? I would say, just say, Iman, our guy is a nice guy.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know exactly what you mean, because end of last year, I got interviewed on a couple of podcasts, and they read my bio, and I'm listening to it. And it's like, you rarely hear your own bio, right? Right. And so you hear the intro, it's like, wow, like I did all that stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you very much for having me here. This is going to be a great next hour together.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We've got a few minutes before break, and I usually like to give my audience a little bit of context. I do want to talk about your TEDx speech, but I want to give them a little context before that. So you're living in North America, in Canada, in British Columbia, but you're not originally from there, are you?
No, I was born and raised in Tehran, in Iran. Then I moved to Vancouver when I was 25.
Wow. Did you ever suspect when you were a kid that you would move out of Iran?
I actually didn't suspect to move out of Iran when I was 24. Until I was 24. In fact, when I decided to move to Canada, the morning of the day that I woke up, I didn't expect to move to Canada or want to leave Iran. And then by noon, my wife at the time and I had a conversation. We're like, shall we think about this for about an hour and just see if we want to? And then by night, we just decided to move here, and 7 months later, I was here.
Wow. Was there some instigating thing? Was there something that said, you know, we've got to get out of here, or was it just there was an opportunity and you decided to take the opportunity?
Well, the opportunity was there for us from long before. My ex's parents were Canadian permanent residents since 2004, and we never wanted to take advantage of that or come and stay here. And in 2008, there was a kind of every 5 years you need to renew your permanent residence card. So kind of like in 2008, our immigration lawyer, like my wife's parents, my ex's parents, immigration lawyer contacted her and said, if you want to stay permanent resident, you have to come to Canada. And then we said, we don't want to. Like, well, of course we don't want to. Why would we want to? And then by noon, we had a conversation like, shall we think about this for an hour? And then we thought about this, and then we're like, yeah, actually we want to. And so, but the reason, which I'm not sure if we can fit it before the break, we get used to the situation that we are in, Sam, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
In Iran, we had a lot of strength that we had worked on. We have built a lot of connections and family and lots of other things. But we didn't realize the threats. And so when we thought about it for an hour, those threats were stronger than the strength we had. But in North America, we had all the weaknesses that we had to work on. And so, of course, we didn't want to move initially because we loved the strength. But then we looked at a list of the weaknesses, and we were like, "Shall we work on these weaknesses and get the opportunities that come with it?" And we said yes. There we go. We came to Canada.
Wow. Was now your wife's at the time's parents were already here. Your family was still there. Were people surprised at your decision?
No, actually, my ex's parents weren't living here, so they came here. They stayed here for 45 days. They decided not to live here, and they went back. So they
Oh.
just had the permanent residency card. There, my ex's father was a doctor, and her mom was a physiotherapist. So they had an amazing life back home. And when they came here, they realized that they're not going to have that life here, and so they decided not to live. But legally, they had the permanent residence card. And
I see. I see. So when you got there, you actually had no family in Canada.
no, we had no family, no connections, no friends.
Got it.
We started absolutely from scratch.
Wow. And so was your family in Iran surprised that you made that jump?
Yes, and it's kind of common for people who have the opportunity to leave, the many of them do. So they knew it can be coming, but they weren't expecting it to come.
Right, when it happened. Okay. I want to continue on that thread a little bit, but we're going to take our first break. I see loyal listener Patty, as always. I love Patty. She's back home, I guess, in Tucson and listening in. Welcome, Patty. Thank you for joining us. Let us know if you have any questions during the show. So please stay tuned. We're going to be right back with my guest, Imana Guy, co-founder of Action Era, and we're going to dive into some deep topics talking about nothing to regret. We'll be right back after this.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So, Iman, you come to Canada in 2008, right?
2009.
2009. And things didn't go quite as you expected, did they?
No, they didn't. I landed here March 2009, and we were expecting that our money follows us, and it didn't. And 2009 was right after 2008 recession, when people lost, a lot of people lost their jobs, and lots of companies were just firing people or laying them off, and then nobody was hiring. And so we were applying for one job after another after another, and we ended up with kind of not being able to get any jobs. And as every day was passing, our money that we had with ourselves coming here kind of went lower and lower and lower, and we almost got to the place that we're almost becoming homeless. We're like 17 days away from not having the money to pay the rent, and not being able to buy food. So, and that was when I decided to start my own business. Sam, there is a point in life that there is a failure that you do not accept, and that failure for me was sleeping on the street, which was pretty low, actually, by the way, but that was what it was. I mean, and so when I got to that point, I said, if you don't give it to me, I'll build it myself. If you don't give me a job, I'll build it myself. And I started my company at the time, and I'm not going to go to the details of that because there's lots of things, but and I got lucky, and 3 days later, I found the first client who paid me $1,800, and that money paid for the rent of the month and bought us food. And next month, the same client paid me another $1,800, and somebody else bought a $800 per month package, and my wife found a job, and kind of like
But one thing I want to point out that I think is kind of extraordinary is these clients you found were paying you for something you didn't even know how to do yet. That
Oh, so
you
we are
sold
getting
them
there.
on the idea of something, and then once they paid you, they said, "Okay, now I got to figure out how to do this." And I think that that level of creative thinking is something we often bypass.
Yeah, I think it's two things. One, creative thinking. The second one is taking the risk based on your knowledge of your abilities. And I think the second one is even more important. I've noticed over the years that I really rely on my ability on doing what it takes. And I always ask myself, are you willing to do what it takes to do this? And truly, honestly, I analyze what it takes, not just randomly saying, yeah, I'm willing to do what it takes without knowing what it is. And when I know what it is, I'll consider them like, are you willing to do this? And if the answer is yes, I'll take the risk. I'm actually right now, we are expanding Action Era, and it requires one of those risks. And a couple of days ago, I put that together. I looked at the board. I was like, "Am I willing to take this risk?" And I saw what it takes, and I said, "Yeah, I'm willing to do what it takes to bring this to reality." And so we are doing it. And I noticed that that happens quite often. Maybe even at times, three times, four times, five times in the in a year, that we look at something and we take that risk based on what it takes. And of course, that keeps me on my toes. That doesn't create a comfortable, easy life, but also creates something that I'm passionate and excited about. And it's something that, as long as it's aligned with my life purpose and it's aligned with my excitement and passion and things I enjoy, that I do it.
So I'm curious, how did you go from basically being less than a month away from being homeless? How did you manage to land a TEDx talk?
You can look at one thing from 80 different points of view, and you kind of hear different things. So So many things. The particulars of landing a TEDx talk is actually not as complicated as the message that was in my TEDx talk. So, for any TEDx talk, you apply and you submit your proposal for your talk. You record a 2-minute video and you have a conversation with the speaking committee or whatever the process of that TEDx event is, and they just select you. Now, of course, it helped me big time that also the organizers of the TEDx event knew me really, really well, and they were like, "Well, you know what? We want you to actually come and speak." I had to go through the selection process again, anyways, but they wanted me to speak at the event. So, I mean, that's one thing. But what it took to get to that place and come up with that message was actually more interesting because a lot of people do their TEDx talk related to something that has to do with their business. And my TEDx talk had absolutely nothing to do with my business. My TEDx talk was a message that was about life. And I learned that message because when I was building my business and when I thought that I figured it out, one morning I woke up and I was bleeding internally. And when I went to hospital, doctors realized I've lost 60% of my blood. And when you lose 25% of your blood, you are at massive risk of getting a deadly heart attack. And I lost 60%. I didn't have enough blood that they could even perform a surgery on me to stop the bleeding. So they said, "All we can do right now is give you blood transfusion and hope that that transfusion is faster than the blood that you're losing right now. And hopefully tomorrow morning, if you're still here, we're going to consider doing a surgery if it makes sense." So they connected me to blood transfusion, and I kind of found myself on my deathbed in a matter of a day, like just hooked up to a blood transfusion, waiting to see if I'm gonna die or if I'm gonna survive. And I started thinking about tomorrow and thinking about my funeral. Said, "If I die tonight, people are gonna come to my funeral. And how are they gonna remember me?" And it wasn't about how they are going to remember me as their perspective. It was more about, what did I make of my life? And I realized that they're gonna come and they're gonna say, Iman was a nice guy. He was a web designer. And I just didn't want to die a web designer. I actually never came, I didn't come to this world to be a designer. I came to this world to make a massive positive impact in people's lives. And yet because I needed money, I had gave in to designing websites. And I'm not a designer. Anybody knows me knows that I have absolutely no passion or even talent around design. And yet that's what I was doing at the time. I was just making money with web design. So anyways, at that point, Sam, I realized that I have wasted my life. At that point, I realized to that point I was alive, but I never lived. I never lived through to my heart. I never lived through to my purpose. And when I survived my deathbed, I was released from the hospital the night before my 27th birthday, which was the biggest birthday gift that I've ever received in my life, which was the rest of my life. And it was like the universe was saying, "Hey, here is the rest of your life as a gift, and go and make something of this life from this point forward." And then I started a journey on the search for my purpose, because to that point I didn't even know what my purpose is. I just knew that I never lived true to my heart, but I didn't know what that purpose is, what I want, right? Which is interesting because right now, when I hold certain personal development programs from time to time, I ask people, what do you want? And sometimes it takes us an entire day to pinpoint what it is that they want. And like we just simply many people don't know their life purpose, don't know what they want. And so that's a very interesting thing. But yeah, but I started this, I went on a path of search for purpose, and then I started finding
the purpose. How long did it take you to find your purpose?
About a couple of years, but also that search never ends because your values can change. Your passion can change, and your and when your values and your passion change, then the purpose can potentially change, because if you're not passionate about what you were doing before, or if you are not following the same values, then of course things change. But one thing with the values, just to be clear, because sometimes I say this and people say, "What do you mean your values can change?" Values normally don't change often as much as passion change. Passion can change often, but values change when something major happens in your life, particularly something traumatic and major happens in your life. For example, somebody is very, like somebody's value is generating income, and then they have a loss in family, and suddenly their value becomes family or health or whatever, right? So so values can change quite often, not quite often, but like as a result of some major changes. And it's a very deeper conversation.
I do want to touch upon that more, but just one question before we go to our next break, which is, how did you know? What was the feeling that you had when you landed on your purpose that it felt right? And my objective is to kind of give our audience a little bit of idea that if there's somebody listening and they're not quite sure what their purpose is, that, you know, it's kind of like, how do you recognize it once you land on it? And again, it might change, but at least for that moment in time in your life.
The feeling is the feeling of excitement. But the problem with that is that there are lots of other things that can make you feel excited.
Sure.
So that wouldn't be necessarily the only thing that you can follow on, just like, hey, you know, I'm excited, so that's my purpose.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Purpose. So it's a combination of several things. Combination of, is it aligned with your values? Is it aligned with your passion? Does it excite you? And also, is it aligned with your eulogy? And which is interesting, because one of the things that I started doing, I started having a living eulogy, is like, how do I want to be remembered when I die? Like, so because the way I started looking at life is that every single day, I'm writing the next page of my biography, autobiography. So I am writing my book as I live. And it's blank pages. Every single day is a blank page. And I get to write whatever I want. So if you have an ending in mind, is that for me is my eulogy. It's like how I want to be remembered. And again, it's not about people remembering me. It's about how I want to live my life more than anything else. But over time, I wrote several eulogies for myself, and I made sure that what I'm doing today is how I want the final results be in life. And so every day I just write another chapter by living it.
Right. Beautiful. 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 Okay, great. We've got a lot of stuff to dive into. I got to take my next break. And when we come back, I want to talk just a little bit about like where you've gotten to today. This idea of nothing to regret. Do you still have nothing to regret? And I do also want to talk eventually by the end of the show about the Evolutionary Business Council, because that's something I think that's important to both of us. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc, all over social media and all the major podcasting platforms. And we'll be right back with my guest, Aman Agai, and my friend in just a moment.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be Frank About Health with all of you.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So Aman, you've experienced a lot of challenges in your life, a lot of changes, on a personal level, on a business level. And you had this experience, and if anyone hasn't watched Iman's TED Talk, TEDx Talk, please go to YouTube and watch it. We'll make sure to include the link in the show notes. But still, do you not have anything to regret? Like, and how do you like keep yourself from having something to regret in your life?
I ask myself, honestly, like if I die today, like this is one of the questions I ask myself, if I die today, would I regret anything? And from time to time, things come up that I would regret. And again, you always end up regretting certain things. But what we are talking about here is lifelong regrets. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about, oh, I regret not saying this word to this person. And then 2 days later, you forget. We are talking about lifelong regrets. Like, for example, working hard all your life and not enjoying the moments, not living true to your life purpose, and getting to the end of your life and realize that to that point, you were only alive. You never lived. We're talking about like lifelong regrets more than like, oh, I regret having that cheeseburger last night. Like, we're not talking about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And still, like, every day we are talking about like lifelong regrets. And I ask myself, is there anything that I would regret if I died today? And if I do, for whatever reason, I say, what can I do to fix it now? What can I do to solve it today? What can I do to remedy it? And then you take action. And certain actions are going to be extremely difficult, extremely difficult. You know me, Sam, for I think 6 years or 7 years. And mm-hmm. in the last few years, you have seen the ups and downs that I've gone through. And many of those big ups and downs were because there was a regret. Because I looked at it as like, if I don't do this, I'm going to regret something massively. And Sam, sometimes also, there are certain things that you want to do. And if you do, you regret. So asking that question stops you from doing certain things that that you would regret for the rest of your life. So sometimes regrets come from doing things, and sometimes they come from not doing things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Both require asking these questions, like, would you regret? What would you regret when you die?
Yeah. You, one thing about you that from the first time we met, I was always fascinated about was even if your lack of attachment with what you're doing, unless it's really something that's aligned. And I remember you saying that, like, you know, you could build up a business to be very successful and then drop it if it's not fun anymore, even though it's still generating income. And you're actually right now in the middle of a huge transition, because people have known you for many years as like the online course creation guy. Like you've trained, you know, hundreds, thousands of people on how to create online courses, how to build a successful business around it. And now you're making this big shift, like your focus. And that's a hugely successful business for you. And now you're making this big shift to action era. And I'm just curious, you know, like when you're making the decision to make this huge shift, like, isn't it challenging to let go and change something that you've put so much time and effort into, and it's doing well and you're making a lot of money from it? And now you're like, I'm going to do something else. And people like thinking, what, are you crazy?
Well, they're not wrong about that part, but yes, it takes a crazy to do that, really. And like, I mean, like, it requires it requires a ton of self-restraint. It requires dealing with a lot of feelings of grief. It requires a lot of dealing with fear, massive fear. I mean, last year I dropped 2 7-figure companies because I wanted to get super focused on the company that is barely making money. And of course, anybody looks at it is like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, it's scary, it's complicated, but I have a vision. And to
so you brought up fear for a second. I just want to stop you because it's something that's been in the conversation for myself lately. How do you deal with that level of fear? Because this isn't like tiny fear, this is big fear.
We go back to where I started. I know what I'm building, and I'm willing to do what it takes to bring it to reality. And I know the fear comes from my weaknesses, and the way that you fix weaknesses is by doing what it takes to turn them into strength. So if you look at SWOT analysis, SWOT analysis, two things come from internal and two things are external. Strength and weaknesses are internal, and opportunities and threats are external. You can't do anything about opportunities and threats, but you can do something about your weaknesses and your strength. And I always take the bet on myself instead of taking the bet on other situations, other people, other things. So I look at it and I'm like, am I willing to fix these weaknesses and turn them to strength and as a result, take advantage of this opportunity? And if I'm not, which at many times I'm not, then I don't do it. And when I am, I go all in because I count on myself. And I have, as a result of this, many times caused major discomfort, depression, extra work, not sleeping overnight and everything. And I'm fine with it because when I look at the result of it, I'm like, yeah, you know what? It was totally worth it. Mm. I lived true to my heart. Mm. I lived true to everything I wanted to do, you know?
Yeah. So I'm curious about something because, like you said, you dropped 2 7-figure businesses. Most people don't even get to do 1 7-figure business. But I'm curious, what is it about Action Era? Because I know it's not about the money for you. You know, I know you well enough. You don't drop 2 7-figure businesses because of the money, of something else. What is it about this opportunity that you're working on that excites you so much that would give you that level of confidence that, like, no, I can put these things to the side because I really want to focus on this?
There is an internal side and there is an external side. I'll begin with the external side because the external side matters to me very big time. We are in a time, Sam, where our next generation is getting distanced from very important knowledge of the previous generation. If you look at 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, they are spending their time on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, not even Facebook. They say Facebook is for old people. And by the way, I'm on Facebook all the time. But really, like, they're spending their time watching TikTok and Instagram Reels, and those platforms benefit from entertaining people and keeping people on those platforms instead of educating them on things that they really need to be educated. Right. They benefit from people's distraction. They make money by distracting people. And so Action Era is a platform that allows experts to create their own apps to be heard and to be seen and get themselves in front of clients. And the clients are using at their phone, are using their phones. The clients are looking at their phones, and the experts don't have the phone apps to be in front of the clients. So I have this massive fear of where our world is going for our next generation, because our next generation is not getting the wisdom that they need to be able to maintain the consciousness of humanity. And I know a lot of us are working on that, but when you look around the room, the next generation is not sitting there.
Yeah,
it's the previous generation. It's 40 plus year olds who are sitting there,
yeah,
and are talking about the future of the consciousness of the humanity, except that the future of the consciousness of humanity is not with 40 plus, right. is with the 15 year olds and 16 year olds and the 20 year olds that are distracted by stupid dances and sorry,
cat videos, yeah,
you know, but they are distracted by non-educational entertainment.
Yeah.
So why I am focused on Action Era is because I want to create a platform that has the ability to give the tools to people who have that message and prepare the road for that. That's external.
External. So before you go into internal, we got to take our last break, come back. I want you to wrap up internal relatively quickly so then we can talk about the EBC, okay? So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back with a mana guide to wrap this all up for you. Be back.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Okay, Iman, so what's the internal reason why you're so excited about Action Era?
The internal is that I'm a very curious and open person to learn, and I want to challenge myself all the time with the latest things. And even though I've invested in a lot of tech and medical companies, I've never been the CEO of one to continue building it and expanding it. And so this is a fun challenge for me. And I'm all in. And the reason that I closed the other two businesses was because I wanted to be all in. So I'm all in.
Gotcha. Thank you. So I want to talk about the Evolutionary Business Council because things have kind of evolved ever since I got involved probably 7, 8, 9 years ago in a way I never expected. And Teresa de Grosbois, who founded the organization after bringing a bunch of her friends who were leaders in the transformational industry together and saying, you know, we should have an organization of transformational thought leaders. And they all looked at her and said, yeah, when are you going to do that? And they all laughed because she had just told them about, you know, whenever you say something should be done, you should do it yourself. And then how we met was through that organization. You came and you spoke at one of the deep dives that I was co-leading. And now you're running it. Now you own it. Now that organization is yours. And I'm curious, what was it about the organization that made you kind of step up and say, this is something that on top of the million and one things that you're already doing, this is something that I want to do and lead and, you know, and take over?
I think two things. One, I was in a place that the organization grew, got to a really good place, and then things changed, you know, as things change, you know, passion change, values change, all of those things change. And the organization got to a place that Teresa just had the two options. One option was pass it on, and the other one was shutting it down. And she was seriously considering shutting it down. And it came down to one conversation. Mm-hmm. If we want to pass it on to someone, Iman, you're the only person that we want to pass it on to, or we're going to shut it down. And EBC meant so much to me because of how it gave me validation for the work I was doing. Sam, every day before being accepted in EBC, every day I saw myself that I'm a marketer, that I'm trying to bring heart to marketing, to business. Mm-hmm. But is it really being seen? Is it really being understood? Is it and I always thought that it doesn't. And then EBC accepted me and I'm like, oh no, people actually see that I'm doing some transformational work. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to recreate that for other people to have that feeling, to have that validation, to have that place. And I just couldn't see EBC to die. And the only way that I was willing to accept it was if I knew that I have the most amazing support. And I talked to Teresa and both of us said, if you are going to be involved, it makes sense. So if you had said no, I wouldn't own EBC today and EBC would die. Really, you almost said I was running EBC. I don't run EBC. I just own EBC. But you are the one who is running EBC and Laura Rubenstein. Mm-hmm. And so if you two were not involved, EBC wouldn't be here. And of course, as you know, we went through a major transition, yeah, much more challenging than we expected. Mm-hmm. And we are right now at a place that we have to go to the drawing board and we got to see, okay, the next step and the next EBC is going to be this. But like we did the transition finally.
Yes, yes. Got through it finally, yes.
Right. Finally, we got through the transition. Everything finished literally 10 days ago. And so now we're on the journey, and so I can't wait to turn EBC to the new playground for open-minded, conscious transformational leaders who want to learn from one another and share their methods with each other and collaborate with each other and grow and expand and create most amazing things in the world.
And that kind of ties back to what you were just saying before about the younger generation and about sort of preserving this knowledge and preserving the experience that those who are 40 plus have had to be able to pass it on to the next generation so that knowledge isn't lost.
Yes, exactly.
Wonderful. Well, Aman, it's been a true, true pleasure to have you on my show. You know, we were thinking maybe having you on for my last show of last year, but that didn't work. And you said, oh, but I could do the one of this year. And I thought, oh, perfect way to start off the year. So I really want to thank you for taking the time out to come on my show. I am truly honored to be your friend. I'm truly honored to, you know, be involved with the EBC with you, to be involved with Action Era and to just be in your world, because I feel you're a wonderful example of how you can be both a good business person, you can be successful, you can make a lot of money, and you can still have heart, and you can still be conscious, you can still treat people as human beings, and you can basically have the best of both worlds.
Thank you very much, Sam. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I really enjoyed being on this show with you and doing this interview. Yeah, look forward to seeing you soon.
And if people want to learn more about you or learn about Action Era, how should they reach out or where should they go?
Well, about me, the best place is imanagai.com. My life changes so much that the best place is actually there to keep posted. And then Action Era is actionera.com. Is going to probably be in the footnotes.
Yes. So all the links will be in the notes and links to your Amazon author page as well, since you have so many books that you're involved with. So, Aman, thank you so much. I wish you all the best for 2024. May it be the best year ever. I look forward to being on the adventure with you. And I'm very grateful for having you in my life.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you. And of course, thank you, my loyal listeners, for tuning in every week. Sanaya, also, I'm sorry I didn't get to your comment on the Facebook live stream. Thank you as well. I really appreciate all of my loyal listeners. Thank you for staying with me over the years. We have got some amazing shows in store for you this year. I'm already booked out until May. And of course, we will be back next week at the same time. And don't forget to stay tuned for Frank's show, Frank About Health, later today at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And of course, Friday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern with Philanthropy in Focus, always Friday, and Intangify. And of course, next week, we start off Tuesday evenings with The Hard Skills with Mira Branco. And we will be having more new shows coming on soon. So thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you all next week.
Uplift, educate, empower.
Were you an essential worker during the pandemic? If you needed to learn stages of epilepsy, did you depend on advocates? Did you use new innovations to cope with mental and neurological issues? Maintaining high quality of life and keeping good mental health are what we all strive for. I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health. And each week, top healthcare influencers, professionals, and innovators answer these questions and more. Stay tuned on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will continue to be frank about health with all of you.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.